One event that most people have after they quit smoking is a smoking dream. And the truth is they're probably going to have more than one smoking dream throughout their life after they do stop. The dream that they get initially can be extremely troubling to people on two fronts. One is they're almost convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that they actually smoke, even though it's only a dream. One of the reasons that they'll have this level of belief is the dream is extremely realistic. That's one of the problems. But beyond that, they wake up and they still smell and very often taste the cigarette. When there was no cigarette involved, it was all in their dream. But the sensation of smell and taste can still be there, and a very realistic dream that will be at a level where people will be going around their house looking for the butt, convinced that they did it. The reason that will happen early on when a person quits smoking, one of the first repairs that go on when people do stop smoking is a cilia regeneration in the lung. And what could often happen is when this cilia starts to regenerate, they can start to bring up mucus from their lung, which has tar in it, tar from tobacco smoke. So what happens is they're in the middle of a dream. The dream may have nothing to do with smoking, or maybe smoking is already in the dream. Who knows? But all of a sudden, they start to get a sense of smell and taste of tobacco. It's the tar that's been brought up from the lung. They start to get that smell and that taste. They have the dream that they now create around that smell and taste. And all of a sudden, when they wake up, not only did they have this realistic dream, but the smell and taste still exists. And that can create a very strong sense of panic. Now, the dreams that people get months after they quit, those are pretty interesting too. And in fact, they still may be clearing their lung out and still may get that sense of smell and taste. But that may not be the only problem that's occurring at that point. I will get calls from people in the middle of the night, from people who graduated clinics months ago, months. And all of a sudden, they're calling me up in the middle of the night, all panicked, and the theme of the call that they're giving me, the message that they're giving me is they want to go back to smoking. Now, if I get a call in the middle of the night from a smoking clinic graduate, it's one of two things. I got a graduate who's in a bar, drunk out of their mind, surrounded by smoking, and that's creating the thought. Or I got someone having the smoking dream. And it's much more common that it's going to be the smoking dream that's going to do this. Now, when I get a person on the phone under this circumstance, and I will start to say, well, what do you mean you want to go back to smoking? You know, they're calling in the middle of the night saying they want to go back to smoking. I want to know a clarification on this. I said, what do you mean you want to go back to smoking? And they'll say, well, I just dreamt about smoking. Now, they're going to assume that because they dreamt about smoking, that means that they want to be a smoker again. That means they want to smoke. I'll ask them to start describing the dream to me. What happened in it? Now, there's going to be great variability in what started the dream. There's going to be great variability in what that dream entailed. Sometimes they just had a puff on a cigarette. Sometimes they smoked a whole cigarette. Sometimes they smoked a whole carton of cigarettes. But what happens in the dream, inevitably, is they realize, oh my God, I've quit smoking. And I just smoked a cigarette. And then they start to say that when they realize that they lost their quit, when they realize that they smoked after all this time, now again, this isn't a dream, they'll start to say, oh, they felt so bad. They were panicking. It's like they threw it all out the window. They were smoking again. They were horrified. They start talking about how they were crying. They'll start using words like they woke up in a cold sweat. They woke up panicked. And then they'll go ahead and use the word, they just had this nightmare. Now, when they first call, they don't say that they had a nightmare that they were smoking. They had a dream they were smoking. But as they start to clarify what their feelings were at this point in time, they woke up from a nightmare that they had just smoked. And as soon as they use the word, I could end the conversation there. I'll say, wait a second. You're calling me up saying that you want to smoke. You're saying that the reason you want to smoke is because you dreamt about a cigarette. The reason you think you want to smoke is because you dreamt about a cigarette. But now when I have you describe the dream, you're starting to tell me that this was a nightmare. You're starting to tell me how panicked you were when you realized even in your dream that you smoked. And then when you woke up and you thought that it was still maybe real, or just that the thought for a cigarette was real enough to traumatize you at this point in time, this isn't the dream of someone who wants to smoke. This is the dream of someone who's afraid of smoking. That's a very legitimate dream to have. That's a healthy dream to have. A dangerous dream is when you wake up from a dream thinking, after smoking a cigarette in the dream, thinking, Wow, that was great. Wish I could do it when I'm awake. I don't get calls like that. Do some people maybe have dreams like that where they have that reaction? I don't know, maybe. But I know the vast majority of calls that I get. And when I see the dreams talked about on the bulletin board at Freedom, you can see the vast majority are people who are panicked that they just smoked a cigarette and a sense of relief when they realize that this was only a dream. Nobody should get scared that a dream could somehow put them back to smoking. It can't do it. The only thing that could put a person back to smoking, it's not taking a puff in their dream. It's doing it during their waking hours. No matter what you dream, no matter what you believe your desire is, if you're not smoking, you're going to be able to sustain your quit for as long as you want. Your quit is always going to be contingent on just as long as you are awake, that you remember that you stopped smoking and why you stopped smoking, that you committed to stop smoking, and that you committed at that point in time that you weren't going to go back to smoking. And the way to pull off that commitment for the rest of your life, if that's what you choose, the way to keep that quit going and to keep that commitment alive and well, and you along with it, is to stick with the personal promise that you made to yourself the day you quit to never take another puff.